Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Nun. Sanhedrin Daf Nun, 50th, and today's shiur is sponsored Le'ili Nishmas Eitan Yaakov Ben Kalman Isar, whose shloshim is today, sponsored by the entire OU communications team, that a family should have nechama. Eitan Yaakov Ben Kalman Isar, Le'ili Nishmasa, whose shloshim is today. Okay, we are on Mem Tes Amud Beis by the two dots, and today's daf is comparing and relating the Dalet Misas Beis Din to each other, as the parak that we're in, Arba Misos, Nimshu the Beis Din, and we get to talk about various mitzvos, because each time that we relate one to the other, we bring in an Avera that one is Chayiv for this, for which Misa one is Chayiv for that Avera. So it's a daf that is repetitive, as we'll see. Back and forth, the factors are repeated, comparing to each other, and the Averas are repeated. But we'll see, we're going to glean some nuggets from the Shakla Vitaria, as we will see. As was mentioned yesterday in the Mishnah, that there is a Machlokas Tanoim about the order of severity in terms of the Dalet Misas Beis Din. We know that we Paskin, and we're familiar with Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek, those four. While Rabbi Shimon flips both. Flips 1 and 2, and flips 3 and 4. Skila and Sreifa, Rabbi Shimon flips to Sreifa and Skila, and Herek and Chenek, he switched to Chenek and Herek, so he has difference. That's today's daf. What are the sources for, what's the source for the Tanakhama? What's the source for Rabbi Shimon in terms of that order? And after that, we continue with tomorrow's daf, which also has a longer discussion of this as well. But we start with today's. Says the Gemara, Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek, as we said, that is a specific order, as we discussed on yesterday's daf. Sometimes the Mishnayos say an order of items, and it is not medakdek, it is not medukdak, and sometimes it is medukdak, and we quoted different examples on both sides. We had the Mishnah in Meseches Nida, and we had the Mishnah regarding Chalitza, and we had the Mishnah about Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim, and we had the Mishnah about the Kohen putting on the Begadim, all different times when there's a process that is required, and the order might be significant or might not. So the Gemara starts off by saying Skila. So the first we're going to talk about how Skila is more chamor. How do we know that Skila is more chamor than the other three? And we're going to find a source for each one. Says the Gemara, Skila, Sreifa. Skila, chamor, mi, Sreifa. How do I know? So it's interesting that one might have thought, well, I know that because of Svara. The Gemara does not give any Svara. Right? The Gemara is based on Psukim, based on sources and based on Averus. So that already is a significant fact. Whenever a source is given for a halacha, we have to know, oh, so you need a source, right? It's not based on a svara. The Gemara is not going to say, lamali kras svarahu. Because it could be that some people on a logic level might think A is more chamer, some people might think B is more chamer, right? It's not an objective fact that everyone would agree to. So that's why we have to look in the Torah, we have to look for sources in the Torah for which is more chamer. So skila chamura misreifa, the misas bezin of skila is more chamer than sreifa. Why? Shekain. So we might have said that, oh, because chilul Shabbos. That probably is the most common one that we would have said for skila. But the Gemara does not give that one. The Gemara gives the two that we had a couple days ago as well. Shekain nitna la magadev ula oved avodah zarah. Because magadev, cursing God, oved avodah zarah, mamish amumar, right? So they, the two of them, get skila, and there's nothing more chumer than that. Right, my chumer shekain poshet yada beikar. That's putting your hand up against God, as we had a few days ago. We mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam himself mentions in Mishnah Torah, I'm going to put these two things together. I'm going to put Magadev with Ovid Avodah Zarah and put it in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah because they are both poshet yad beikar. He explains why he puts them puts the halachas together. But that's the ultimate chumra shekain nitna le Magadev Ovid Avodah Zarah. A whole assumption of this line and the whole Gemara as well is that a punishment reflects the chumras avera of the act itself. That is an assumption of today's daf. That if you have a certain type of punishment that's worse than the other punishment, that's a reflection that the Avera is worse. And it works together. That the Avera is worse, therefore the punishment will be worse. That's what the Mishnah Berurah discusses in the Hagdamah to Chela Gimel. Where the Mishnah Berurah discusses the severity of Chilul Shabbos, and the importance of knowing Hilchos Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah quotes three different points to illustrate the importance that we have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. And he says, if we don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, then we're just not going to know. We're not going to know. And it's a seventh of our life, Hilchos Shabbos. So just like we learn Hilchos Sukkah and Hilchos Shofar and Hilchos Purim, even more so, we have to learn Hilchos Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah, again, as I said, quotes three points. Number one, point number one is the Chumras Haveira and the Onesh. Just like our Gemara talks about Skila, says the Mishnah Berurah. Ure'e, es chomer ha'avon she'yesh be'isr chel Shabbos. Look at the severity of the punishment. Halo yadua, she'yesh kama chelke anashim shal avonos. There are many different types of punishments. Four sins. Four mitzvahs asay. There are no punishments. Right, and that's why the Mishnah says in the second parak of Perkei Avos, Havizor ki mitzvah kala kevachamura. Right, ask the Rabbah on that Mishnah. What do you mean, Havizor ki mitzvah kala? There are punishments, and you know, there's a machilin oso akala kal. You always do the less avera. The answer is no, that's by los aseis. By los aseis, there's a hierarchy that we know of. By aseis, no, you have to do all of them. It's a package deal. Havizor ki mitzvah kala kevachamura. But when it comes to los aseis, there's a hierarchy of punishments. Says the Mishnah Berurah now. Sheishin yanim sheksha adam over alein hurakis or ase bovad. Okay. Chomer mizeh avonah sheish alein isr lav. There's an isr lav with Malkus. Chomer mizeh avonah sheish alein misa bide shemayim. Chomer mizeh avonah sheish alein onesh kares. That's a discussion. Mishnah Berurah here holds kares is worse than misa bidei shemayim. Chomer mizeh osa sheish lan misa bidei adam vehi misa schenek. Chomer mizeh sayef. Chomer mizeh srefa. Lamala mikulan osa shemisa son biskila. Right, we know if the Torah doesn't say a death, it's chenek. Right, that could be because that's the most kal, and that's why stam misa schenek, because we give them the lightest one. V'yafla recha kamocha. V'yalavon chil shabbos bemezid. Misaso biskila. So number one, the Rambam says, the Mishnah Berurah says, how do you know the severity and the Chumras Haveira of Hilchos Shabbos and Chilul Shabbos? Skila, like our Gemara says. Chumras Onesh reflecting Chumras Haveira. The other two points is, number one, Mumar. If somebody is a Mumar L'chal Shabbos, he is a Mumar L'chal HaTorah Kula, unlike a Mumar for any other Haveira. If somebody is a Mumar L'shatnis, or a mumar le not putting up a makeh, that doesn't make him a mumar lechal haTorah kula. But a mumar leShabbos and a mumar leAvodah Zarah, the Gemara in Chulin tells us, is a mumar lechal haTorah kula. V'alkein gam onish b'chal haShabbos u'beskila kol b'kochavim u'kshu b'li asro al kapanim b'karis. Kol zeh yuchal adam liros is godol inyan shel Shabbos. And then finally, the third is the Kabbalistic point that many svar mentioned based on the Zohar, that every mitzvah is related to a different part of our body. V'gam tzarech ladas, haramach mitzvah shebetorah, shehita l'Hashem yisbarach ala adam, l'zachram l'shamram, hu keneged haramach evarim sheba'adam. Or it's keneged the limbs of a person. V'kiyechi tebe evarim, just like limbs, we have different types of limbs. Yesh she'ein ha'neshama tuliyah bahem, some that our soul, our life is not dependent on, like our hand or our foot. Da'afim yachzeru, even if we're missing it, chas v'shalom, afal pike nikvar rak v'shem balmum. We are alive, we're just called a blemished person. V'yesh a'idei chisronosav, ein yohol lichios apnei tevel. But there are other lackings that if we don't have, we can't live. Right, if we don't have a head or a brain or a heart, right, or lungs, that's shamhu makarachayim. So, says the Mishnah Berurah, different mitzvos are related to different parts of the body. Certain mitzvahs we can live without, so to speak. We'll be eternally blemished, but we will be can live without. And some mitzvahs we can't live without, and ultimately we won't have chayei netzach without them. And obviously, one of those is Shabbos. He says Shabbos is like our heart. Shabbos is osi b'nei v'neichem, and therefore we have to realize its importance. Again, this is required reading for any Jew. This hagdama to the Mishnah Berurah, to Chelek Gimel. He has a beautiful hagdama to Chelek Aleph, where he talks about mitzvos in general, and here he talks about Hakdama, the Chelek Gimel, but point number one in that Hakdama is exactly what the whole daf today is about, and that is Onesh reflecting Chumras Ha'aveira. So, says the Gemara again, Skila is more Chumra than Sreifa, because you see, it is given to very serious Averas, right? Megadef and Avodah Zarah, Shekein Poshi Yadah Be'ikar. Says the Gemara, continuing, now Adarabah, Sreifa Chamura, maybe not. Maybe Rav Shimon's right. Maybe Sreifa, death by Sreifa, which, as we will see, does not mean you actually burn the person, but you put hot lead down their throat, as the Gemara will go into the details. Sreifa is more Chamur. Why? Shekein nitna labas kohen shezinsa. It's given to a bas kohen that is mizan. The Torah has a special pasuk that talks about a bas kohen being mizana, different than a bas yisrael being mizana. A bas yisrael being mizana, two different psukim. One, by a nesua, talks about chenek, by a Arusa, it talks about skila. We'll get to that, Be'ez Hashem. But when it comes to a bas kohen, special din, ba'esh tisareif. Sreifa. So you see a bas kohen is more chumor than a bas yisrael. Well, my chumra, what is her chumra nature? Shekein mechalelas esavia. Because the Torah itself says, esavia, he mechalelas, gives the reason why a kohen is supposed to have a more elevated status. A kohen's family, they're more meyuchas, they're more looked upon, put on a pedestal, just like all of Am Yisrael in general. We have to be a mamlechas kohen and v'goy kadosh, but within our nation, there are those that have to be, that are known to be, special status, and that's kohanim. And therefore, if there's a problem in a kohanic family, it's even more of a stain, more of a pagam, and that's what the Torah says, esavia, he mechalelas. So therefore, you see that sreif is more Chamura, right? Sreif is a more serious punishment. So the Gemara says, again, we'll have to get back to that line, but let's just finish. Says the Gemara, no. Ksavei Rabbanan, Nisua Yotza L'Sreifa V'lo Arusa. A Bas Kohen, Arusa, also gets Skila. Right, we're not going to go down from Skila to Sreifa. That would be a leniency. So the Rabbanan hold, not Reb Shimon, but the Rabbanan hold, a nesua, only a bas kohen nesua gets sreifa, because it goes from chenek to sreifa. V'lo arusa, umida afka rachmana larusa beskila, shba mino askila chamura. And we know skil arusa is always more chamura, because she's affecting both houses. She's not just a married woman, but she's still in her father's house. So it's a bein adam la mako, bein adam la chavero kind of action, and therefore it is looked at as a more chamor status, arusa compared to nesua, and because arusa gets skila, so that shows clearly that skila is more chamor than sreifa. Good. The Rishonim discuss here, is there really a havamina? And they say no. Is there really a havamina that bas kohen is more chamura than mangadef and avodah zara? Right? Znus of a bas kohen? So the Gemara says, you know, it's just kind of leading into the answer, and the Rishonim discussed that it's not meant to be taken fully literally. The Ran here and others note that there are other issues involved. Okay, a couple of points just on this line of the Gemara, which has a lot of action. Rashi quotes on the bottom. Rashi quotes, "What do you mean mechalelas asaviha?" Not only that, Kohanim themselves, as we just spoke about, represent, but we have a mitzvah to be mekadish them. We have a mitzvah to be mechabed them. Kidamina l'kaman, as we're going to have in 2 days. Shema yinogin bo kodesh, right? There's a mitzvah v'kidashto. But by Abbas Kohen, she was mechaleles, her father. Noagin bo chol, klo omer, arur sheze yalan, arur sheze gidel. Meaning if a girl did not have the proper education from her parents, so then that affects how we treat them. Says the Ran. Pirish Rashi, quotes the Rashi, Vakasha, Heich Efshar, Lahakish, Kvod Basar Vadam Lachvod Amakom, Sheyehe Yoser Chamor, Mechalela Savia, Mi Poshet Yad Be'ikr. Right, the question, what, because her father's affected? Poshet Yad. The Efshar Lomar says the Ran, Dimipnesha, Hukash Kvod Ava Aim, Lachvod Amakom. As we're going to have on today's daf, a little later on. We know in Chazal, we compare Kvod Avaim to Kvod Amakom. So we know they're comparable. Yes, instinctively would have said, Akadosh Baruch Hu, if there is a clash between them, if there's a clash between them, as we know, then the Kavod of Akadosh Baruch Hu comes first, obviously, as we know from the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. But, in a general sense, they're compared, says the Ran. And that's how the Gemara can say this. V'ochi mechalala says, Avia oselo nezek, mashein kin kepeshposhe yad be'ikr. Also, by the case of Bas Kohen, she is damaging her father. She is damaging her father's family, right, by what she does. Poshet Yad Be'ikr is just between that person and God. It's terrible. But in a sense, it could be more chamor. So the Michtam Elio, we've mentioned this in other contexts of a kibbutz of Aim Shiurim, writes it in the Chelek Hay, in the last volume, that was put out a number of years ago. He writes, discussing the comparison of kibud or mora avaim and kibud horim. It says a beautiful thought. It's not just that one leads to the other, like the Sefer Chinuch writes on the mitzvah of kibud avaim. If I honor my parents, it'll lead me to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But says Rav Dessler, imagine, he asked this as a question, why couldn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world as without parents? Every person will be created like Adam HaRishon. Every person could come from the ground. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world that way. But Dafka Hashem created the world with a system of parents and children. Why did he do that? Why is there only one Adam HaRishon? There could have still been an Adam HaRishon and everybody else is like Adam. Says Rav Dessler, because imagine if we had a life without parents, then how would we ever understand the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us? Hashem created parents to give us an inkling, to give us some type of idea what it means to have a relationship of certain beings giving their whole life, being moser nefesh, without at the beginning getting anything in return for someone else. A total meitiv, who meitiv lanu. Right, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. But the way that we could come to understand that type of relationship is by seeing the model of a parent-child relationship. The parent-child relationship acts as a model and a precedent for us to realize, wow, if we see that relationship in general, how parents act to children, of course, Rahman al-Aslan, there are exceptions, but in general, a parent-child relationship allows us to start understanding what a Bore Nivra relationship is, and that's the Hukash Kvod Horim L'Kvod Hamakom on a deeper level, says Rav Dessler. Okay, there's a lot, maybe one other comment, and then we'll continue. Again, a lot of the action is right here on this first line. There is a Mordechai, and if it was just a Mordechai, that would be one level, but it's a Mordechai quoted in the Ramah. The line here says that when a woman is bezaneh, bas kohen is bezaneh, she is bechalela sasaviha. The Ramah quotes, in Hilchas Asiyas Kapayim, there's one long simen in Hilchas Asiyas Kapayim, kuf chaf ches, the koach of the kohanim, kuf chaf ches, says the Ramah, in sif mem aleph, yesh omrim, quoting the Mordechai, right here, demisha yesh lo bas shehimira, o shezinsa, if a kohen, Rachman al-Islan, has a daughter that became a mumeris. Right, she went over. She went over to another religion. Or she was Mizana. Ein mechuyavin od lekadsho, ki avia hi mechalelas. That's the Ramah's Lashon. The mitzvah of the Kidashto wouldn't apply. So the Magen Avraham says, and all the Rishon, all the Mefarshim ask, really? It only says that by Znus in our Gemara. It only says that by Znus. And what's the whole point of our Gemara? Maybe Sreif is more Chamor because they get it by a Znus, as via Michaleles. But if the same halacha applies to a Mumera as a Mumera Skila, so the whole Gemara, the whole flow of the Gemara wouldn't make sense, says the Magen Avraham. If it's not a uniqueness to Znus, but it also applies to Megadev, to Mumeres, then what's the Gemara bringing me a Raya? She gets Sreifa. What do you mean? There's another case where she gets Skila when it comes to Mumar. That's where the Magen Avraham's Kasha on the Ramah. Sarachian, to Amrina Bissanhedrin, Perek Zion, Lurab Shimon Sreifa Chamur, Shkinin Labas Kohen Shazinsa, Umay Chumra, Shkimichal Asazavia, Vim Isa, the Bas Kohen, Nami Michalel Sasavia, Shovet of Azara, Nami Michalel Sasavia, Minole Disreifa Chamura. Right, how do you know? El Dafka Biznus, it's Dafka's Nus. That's the Kasha of the Magen Avraham. That's all the Magen Avraham. And all the Mefarshim tried to answer up that Kasha, the Margolius Hayam. Here says, again, a huge topic, but it's an important one. But still, the Znus one is Mefurish Bekra. Even though the Avodah Zara one would have been true, but there are differences between Davar HaMefurish Bekra and other halachos that are Da'araisa. There are many examples of this. I think we mentioned that Rav Asher Weiss has a mamar where he writes 18 levels of dinim, starting with Mefurish Bekra. Right, there are many levels of Dinim Daraisa. There's Mefurish Bekra, there's learned that from Drashos, there's Halacha Moshe Misinai, there's Svara, right, there are many, and the Svara is on the level of Daraisa, and within the world of the Rabbanans, there's Asmachta, there's Takana, there's Agzera, there's Remez, right, there are many different levels within the world of Daraisa and within the world of the Rabbanan. Mefurish Bekra is the most strong and the most serious, right, and that's what the Ran discusses this in the Darim on Daf Ches, where he says the Davar Mefurish Bekra, that's considered Mushpah Ba'omein Mehar Sinai. But a Davar She'en Mefurish Bekra, you could take a Shvuah against, one example, but again, there are many other examples. There's a guy recently in the mail, someone sent me the Yad Mordechai. It's a Rav from Baltimore on Maseches Sanhedrin. So he brings a number of examples on this, where you have Dvarim Shemefurash and Mikra are more chamer. He quotes regarding the Rambam about Kiddusha Kesef, right? The famous Rambam of Givhilchus Ishus, Kiddusha Kesef being Midivri Sofrim. So again, many say Midivri Sofrim doesn't mean Durabanan, Kicha Mistayafron. It's based on Xer Shava. But that could mean that it's called Divrei Sofrim because it's a different category of type of halacha. Shtar and Bia are Mefurish Bikra, and Kedusha Kesef are learned out from Xer Shava, and therefore it's considered Divrei Sofrim. Other examples as well, Malchi, Zachronos, and Shofros are not learned out Mefurish Bikra, while Shofar is. There's a Gemara in the Maseches Rosh Hashanah. If you have one place that has a sitter and one place that has a shofar, where do you go to? You can only go to one of them on Rosh Hashanah. So Gemara says, go to the one with the shofar. Because that's the Raisa and that's the Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan. Tefillah is the Rabbanan. Malchus is the Rabbanan. Shofar is the Rabbanan. Various answers given to that question. But again, part of it might be Mefurish Bikra and Eino Mefurish Bikra. Again, an important discussion based on this Margolius Hayam, based on the answering to this Kasha of the Magen Avraham. Okay. Now we continue. Again, that's the most we're going to say, I think, on one line on today's daf. So we were Yotzei that. But either way, we said part one. Skila is more Chamor than Sreifa. Now we go to the next one. Again, we're going to try to, we're within the Shita of the Rabbanan, Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Chenek, and now we're going to go through how Skila is more Chamor than each one. So now we know Skila is more Chamor than Sreifa. Next, third line. Skila Chamura Misayif. Skila is more stringent than Saif. How do we know? Shkein Nitzna L'Megave Ovid Avodah Zarah. Again, because it's given to the Megadev and the Ovid Avodah Zarah. That's how we know the Chumra of Skila. Says the Gemara, my Chumra, Kida Amran, because they are Kofer Be'ikr. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, Saif Chamor. Maybe Saif is more Chamor. Shkein Nitan La'achi Erani Dachas. Because that is what's given to a whole Tzibur that does Avodah Zarah. Anshe Erani Dachas. Right, so doesn't that show its severity? So the Gemara says, my Chomer, what is so unique about it, different than other Saif, Shekem Amon and Avad? All their assets are destroyed also. Not just are they killed, but other assets. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Amart, Eza, Koach Maruba, which is more Chomer, which is more stringent? Koach HaMediach or Koach HaNidach? The one who did this seducing to do Avodah Zarah, the Mediach, Mesis or Mediach, or the one who was the victim, the seduced. Who is more chamer? They both violated, but who is more chamer? Havi Omer, Koach HaMediach. Vitanya, we learned in the Brisa, Mediche Irani Dachas Beskila. Even though the whole city gets Saif, the ones who caused it all get Skila, which means that is more chamer. Period. Tosfos asks on the fourth line on top, Vim Tomar, Saif Yochiach. Shekei Nitan Lash Irani Dachas, Sheposhin Yidam Be'ikr, V'yafilu Achi Sreifa Chamor Bimenu. Why don't you bring in that Saif could be unique, that the Ashi Dachas get it, and their money is Pachi Yadav Be'ikr, but Sreif is more Chamer than Saif, as we will see. And therefore, shouldn't it be like a Kalva Chomer? If we already know that Skila is more Chamer than Sreifa, and we know from elsewhere that Sreifa is more Chamer than Saif, so why don't you just make that jump? Tosva says, Yeshlomar de Saif Yeshlo Chumra Achrisi, Imo, Shemamono Avad. No, Saif, the reason the Gemara thinks that Saif can act on its own is because it also has another element. It's Saif, given to Nidachas, and the assets are destroyed. Vishkul and Shneim Kiskila. So maybe both of those together can equal Skila. That was the suggestion. So you read this line, you think, oh, it's just a technical line of factors and putting it together. Rav Yosef Engel has an amazing mimer. Again, every mimer of his is amazing. But in the Lekach Tosim and Tezvav, I think we had a whole shiur about this a number of years ago. Quality versus quantity. Rav Yosef Engel says, do you ever say that once you have more quantity, that could take the place of quality? Meaning what? If you have something more chomer, for example, the Ran in Yuma, this is the where it starts. The Ran in Yuma says, let's say on Shabbos, a person has to eat meat or else they're going to die. They're going to die. Actually, this is mentioned in Yoma, right? Not in Shabbos, right? So a person has to get a piece of meat. So he has a piece of treif meat sitting there that he could eat in order to live, or he could check an animal on Shabbos and do all the malachas regarding Shechita and prepare a piece of kosher meat. So what does he do? Is it better to do nevela, right, eat not kosher meat, right, which is an Isser Lav? That's what I would have thought. Or shech on Shabbos, an Isser Daraisa, and prepare the meat, maybe do malicha, which is another Isser Daraisa, and eat it. Says the Ran, do Shechita. Why? Shechita is one act. Maybe Malicha is one other act. Nevela, every bite that you eat is going to be an Aveira. And therefore, better to do one more Chomor act than 10 lesser Averis. What do you see from that, Ron? Right? Quantity sometimes takes the place that is more Chomor than quality. Right? And he quotes 20 different examples of this, including Artosis. Artosis, right? This Tosfos seems like a technical factor issue. No. What does Tosfos say? Maybe you put two factors together, that could equalize Skila. Skila inherently is the most chomer. We've already said that. But it could be Sayiv, given to Yoni Dachas, plus Mamona Mavad, right? That itself can come together and beat it out. Where else? Just to quote one or two other examples, the Rambam in Hilchot Pirkei Avos, right? Again, a very famous Rambam, where the Rambam discusses, if you have 100 shkalim, is it better to give 100 shekel to one poor person or to give 1 shekel to 100 poor people? Says the Rambam on the Mishnah, V'hakol l'fi rov ha-maaseh, third parak in Pirkei Avos. Rambam says, better to give 100 people. What do you mean? You're only giving them 1 shekel. Right, the answer is, more maisim. Again, I'm giving an example of 1, but it means you're giving them something that would be meaningful for them. Says the Rambam, Nesinas mea palmim staka afshe nosin b'chol pam rak pruta achas. Scharam gadol yoser miyem nosin lani echad v'pam achas mea prutos. V'yavo bishen nesinas mea prutos ka achas. He hispa'alus gadola yoser shal nedivus leiv. Al kolze ribui ha hispa'alus adif mi godel ha hispa'alus. V'cheinu b'chol ha-mitzvus. Wow, that's a great Rambam, right? That's in Pirkei Avos, right? I call the Firov Amasa. Again, many examples of this we have. Just one other, which again, this is such an example that he says, Avram Avinu, he says, Shamati, we could use this in Parsha Shir. Avram Avinu says, he comes to Mitzrayim, he says, oh, I thought you were going to kill me to live with my wife, right? I thought if I would have said that I am her husband. Ask all the Mepharshim. What's the difference between Gili Arayis and Shvichas Damim? They would have done Shvichas Damim, but they were worried about Gili Arayis, they weren't worried about Shvichas Damim. I mean, they would never live with Sarah if her husband was here. But they'd kill Abraham. What's the difference? Answer, murder would be one time. Gili Arayis would be over and over again. They'd rather do the murder one time, one act. There, you're comparing two of the big three. Okay. But either way, he continues and says, we don't find any limit in Chazal. An amazing ha'ara. We don't find any limit in Chazal by the other non-big three averis. Right? What if somebody says, kill Reuven or I'll kill you, or be Mechal Shabbos 100 times or I'll kill you? Right? What do we hold? Be Mechal Shabbos 100 times. Right? There's no limit. Right? If you say quantity beats quality, so then maybe you should say that. So that points in the other direction. Maybe one act of murder could outweigh 500 times of Chil Shabbos. Right, because there's no limit given in the Gemara. Right, so there's so many. Again, a fascinating topic, and the greatest is when you read something and you, we don't realize that it relates to that topic. But this is what he says. And last one. Shulchan Aruch Simen Ches. Right, the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch says that before we make a bracha on our tzitzis, we should check the tzitzis to make sure they're kosher, so that we're not making a bracha levatala. Okay, and they're guessing to chazak is if I checked it yesterday. That's the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch says, check your tzitzis beforehand so you don't make a bracha levatala. Asks the Lekatov, why is the chashash bracha levatala? Why is the chashash the tzitzis are pasul and therefore you're wearing begatalat kanfas without tzitzis? Isn't that more prevalent? Forget the bracha. Before you get to the bracha, check your tzitzis, because if they're not kosher, you're wearing dalat kanfas without tzitzis, which is a bit to lasay, right? More than, you might make a bracha. One bracha levatala? Right? Might be more chamor, right? Shem Shemayin Levatala could be more chamor, and that's what we're worried about. That's what's the, Avera Chamura Bekum Ba'asei Ba'pam Achaz Adifa Me Kalus B'Shev Altase B'chol Rega. Right? Even though every second that I wear a Beg Atal Konfus. So again, you have sources on both sides of the issues. This is the Lekach Tov Simin Tezvav. As he puts it, I Ribui Hakamus Machria Ha'echus. Wow. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. But our Tosfos goes on that list. We continue now. So we did Skila and Saif, and we get Skila and Sreifa. Next. Skila Chamor Mechenek Shekein Nital Magadif Lobed Avodas Kochavim. So Skila is more Chamor than Chenek. Same reason. Am I Chomer Kid to Amran? Mara says, Adarava, Chenek Chamor. Maybe Chenek is more Chamor Shekein Nitan Lamake Aviveimo. Chenek is given to somebody who wounds their parents. That's pretty chomor. Umay chomra, as we said earlier, shekein hukash kvoton l'kvot amako. right, honoring your parents, your relationship with your parents compared to a relationship with God. So isn't that, doesn't that make it more chamor? Machlokas Rashi and the Yad Ramah. What's the source for Hukash Kvot on the Kvot HaMakom? How do we know? That's a Rashi quotes, Tupsukim, Shmos and Mishle. Kabedes Avicha, towards the bottom of the skinny lines. And Mishle, Kabedes Hashem. So you have parallel Psukim. Kabedes Hashem, Kabedes Avicha. The Yad Ramah quotes different Psukim regarding the Onshim. Either way. So says the Gemara, no. We can't, don't suggest that Chenek is more chomer. Midaafki Rachmana la Arusa Bas Yisrael, Michal Nesua Bas Yisrael, Mechenek Leskila, Shvami Leskila Chamura. We know the Torah says Bas Yisrael, Arusa gets Skila, while a Bas Yisrael Nesua gets Chenek. So you see, Arusa is more Chamura, we know, and therefore we know Skila is more chomer. Period. Sreifa Chamura Mechenek. And next, and now we also now that we've done Skila, now we go to Sreifa. We know Skila is the most chamura we just quoted of the other three. Now we're going to the next line. Sreifa is more chamura than the other two, than Saif and Chenek. Sreifa chamura misayif shekein nitalabasko and chizinsa. Umay chlor mershkein mechalel sazavia. Says the Gemara, Adarava, Saif chamur shekein nital nash irnidachas. Umay chlor mershkein mamonan avad. Right? Irnidachas. So Gemara says, no, nomar avia biskila, vinomar avia bisreifa. It says avia by both of those, and therefore ma avia amura beskila, skila chamura misayif, af avia amura besreifa, sreifa chamura misayif. So you know they're both more chamura than saif, gzeir shava. Period. So that's how you know sreifa more than saif. Sreifa chamura michanek, shekein nitzel labas koin shezinsu, my chumra kita amran, sreifa is given to the bas koin. Adar ava chenek chamur, shekein nitzel makya aviv v'imo. Right? And it's, should be more chamur because it's given to wounding one's parents. Umay chumra, shekein nukash kvodan kvod amako. Says the Gemara again, Mida afke rachmana l'nesua, bas kohen, michlal nesua bas Yisrael, mechenek l'sreifa, shvamina chenek, sreifa chamura. So the Torah goes out of its way, beferish, to say sreifa is given to a bas kohen more than chenek to a bas Yisrael, so that's how you know sreifa is more chamur. So, we've taken care of skila being the most chamur, we've taken care of sreifa being second place. Now we get to third place, sayif chamur michenek, shekein nitan la'anchi yirhanidachas. Right, it's given to your Andrew Nidachas, right, who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Umay Chumra, Shekein Mamonan, Avad, and their property is lost. Adarabah, Chenek Chamor, Shekein Nitan, Lamakeh, Avi V'imo, Umay Chumra, Shekein Hukash, Kvodam, Kvodam, Akom, V'chulu. Answer, Afilu Hachi, Poshe Yado, Be'ikir, Adif. Right, getting back. Even Nidachas is Avodah Zarah, and therefore, Saif is more Chamor than Chenek. Period. Ankan, the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Shita of the Rabbanan. Two other points relating to this Shak Levataria. Number one, Hukash Kvodam Lekvodam Akom. So as we have mentioned, they're Hukash, but ultimately, if there is a clash between them, Kvod HaMakom comes before Kvod Aviv Imo. Right? That's a Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim. Ish Imo Vaviv Tiro Veshab Sosai Tishmoru. What is the juxtaposition between those two? If my parents ask me to be Mechalel Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, I don't listen to them. And Rashi does not quote, but what is the Svara that we could give? What's the Svara that we could give for having to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before our parents? That's the Svara that we used earlier. On Daf Chaf Tes Amad Aleph. The Svara that the Nachash HaKadmoni could have used. But it wasn't used because Ein Tohen and Lamesis. Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomin. Divrei Harav Shomin. Right, if my parents asked me to do something and HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me to do something, we listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because my parents had to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu too. That's the Divrei Harav and the Divrei HaTalmud. Right? That's the whole Svara that could be always used by a Mesis to defend himself. But the answer is Ein Tohen and Lamesis. Special din. Lo Sachma v'lo Schasa Alav. We don't look for Hatstaka when it comes to a Mesis, but that's the Svara that we could use here also. If you remember, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has another idea on that pasuk, Ishimova Vivtiro Eshap Sosa Dishmaru. Not only what Chazal learned out from it, and that is, my parents asked me to be Mechal Shabbos, so I cannot listen. But he has Nira Lavara Kesher Bein Shnei Inyanim Eile. What is the connection between Shabbos and Kibbutz Avaim? Says Rabbi Yaakov, if I believe in Shabbos and I believe in the Shalsheles of the Misora from Maisa Bracious to Maimad Har Sinai, Bechulu, then keeping Shabbos makes sense. And then Kibbut Avaim makes sense. If I don't believe in that, if I believe in the development of the world, if I believe in certain types of evolution, if I believe in that, then every generation is better off than the previous generation. Every generation is further away from the apes. So then, Kibbutz Avayim doesn't make sense because I'm better off. I'm more technologically advanced. I'm higher. I'm more developed. So that, says Rabbi Yaakov, is the connection between the two. Ishimo Avivti Ro was the basis for that Eshep Sosai Tishmoru, right? If you believe in Shabbos and believe in a Borei Olam, a created Adam Arishon, right? So that is the balance between the two. Nira Lavara Kesher, Debe'emes, Hamamin Bekadmes Ha'olam, Kemosha Maminim Umos Ha'olam Berisha Yisrael, Shebemeshach Hazman Nispatacha Adam, Mikomine Kofim Visharchayas Vachadome, Behechrich, Shesover Shekol Masha Adoros Misrachim Me'azman Akadmon Yoser, Hemefutachim Ve'yoser Hem Chashuvim, V'lachin Adaraba, Heim Sovrim Shadar Azakin Chayav Lachabin Azadar Ad Sawyer. Right? They can't imagine that you a life without email and computers and cell phones. How is it possible? Right? And the generation before us, a life without cars, life without airplanes, right? And a life without anything, electricity and plumbing, every generation. Ukechol, but Avol Anu Maminim Shadam Yisir Kabbash Lagadish Baruch Hu. Ukechol She Misrachkim Adoros Yoser Anu Misrachkim Meashpasa Elokis Umegaluso Yisbarach. Bevadei Sumalin Alachabedes Adarakodem. They're closer to the source. And then he quotes at the end the story that I've heard before. Also, he quotes a story that he heard from Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Rav Yaakov heard from Rav Elchanan. Sheilu Ra'a Darwin Es Hachafetz Chaim. If Darwin would have ever met the Chafetz Chaim, lo haya omer sha'adam nispatach mikofim v'chadome. Ela shehura rak anashim, right? He never met a man like the Chafetz Chaim. If he would have met the Chafetz Chaim, you know, that was a different type of bria. And therefore, he would have thrown out his whole shita. Amazing line by the Rav Elchanan Wasserman. Either way, this is the Rabbi Yaakov. Again, we're not getting into the larger topic of evolution now, which parts of it are contradictory to Yahadus. Are there any parts that are acceptable? There is a Malbim. Saw it a long time ago. It was pointed out to me recently also. There's a Malbim that seems to say that there is something about Adam HaRishon that wasn't fully developed, a very controversial Malbim. But either way, there is that is related to the Hukash Kvod of Avi'imo, Lichvod Hamak. Okay, and there are halachas that are related to that as well. You know, there's a discussion in the postkim from Magadef. We'll see, learn this later on. But you have to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name by Magadef. Do you have to mention your parents' name to violate the Isra of Makalel of Avi'imo? Right, so do you compare them always, or is there differences between them halachically? So that's something that we'll have to talk about. Okay, Viter. That was Orab Rabban and Shita. Next, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer Vachulu. So Rabbi Shimon says, Sreifa Skila, Chenek Herik. So let's talk about each of those. So he uses the same factors, but he thinks they outweigh in the opposite direction. As we said, right? Same thing. So Gemara said, Reb Shimon Latimei. No, Reb Shimon. Ultimately, Reb Shimon's skila is based on a svara, learned out on a different understanding of these psukim. Da'amar, achas arusav, achas etzua, yasas l'sreifa. Rabbi Shimon holds, even in arusa, bas kohen, is l'sreifa. Right? Not skila. Umida afke rachmana la arusa bas kohen, michlal arusa bas yisrael, miskila. I'm sorry. Skila, right, bas yisrael is skila. That you can't argue with. That's a pasuk in Kiseitse. But Rabbi Shimon says, arusa or nesua, bas kohen, both get sreifa. Umida afke rachmana la arusa bas kohen, michlal arusa bas yisrael, miskila l'sreifa, shmamina sreifa chamura. Rabbi Shimon understands the Bas Kohen pasuk to be about Arusa and Nesua, and therefore Sreifa more than switched from Skila. So that's his source, that Sreifa is more Chamura, because obviously Arusa is more Chamura than a Nesua. So that's how he knows Sreifa more than Skila. Next, Sreifa Chamura Michenek, Shekei Nitna Labas Kohen Shezinsa, Umay Chomer Kit Amran, as we said, Adar Abba Chenek Chamur, Shekei Nitna Labake Aviv Imo, Umay Chomer Shekei Hugash Kvodam Kvodam Akom, as we said. Midaaf, answer. What's his final line? Midaaf Yerachmana, Linesua Bas Kohen, Michlal Nesua Bas Yisrael, Michenek Lesreifa, Shma Minas Reifa Chamura. Same source, ultimately. Because the Bas Kohen gets Reifa, so that's why we say this is the most Chamur. Sreifa Chamura Misayef, Sreifa is more Chamur than Sayef, Shekein, Nitna Labas Kohen Shezinsa, Omai Chomer Kid Abron, Adar Abba Sayef Chamur, Shekein Nitna Lachir Nidachas, Omai Chomer Shekein Amonim Avad. Right, so that's how you know maybe Saif is more chamor. Says the Gemara, same thing we said earlier. Amar, v'chi eze koach maruba, koach amidiach or koach anidach. Which is more chamor, the one who convinces or the one who's convinced? Havi omar koach amidiach, the one who convinces And Koach HaMidiach is Saya, is Chenek. And Bekal B'chomer. And we already knocked out Chenek. So Ma Chenek Shechomer Misayif Chenek, which is the Mediach, is more Chomer than Saif, which is the Nidach. Sreifa Chamura Mimenu, we already proved that Sreifa is more Chomer than it, than Chenek. So Saif HaKal Kol Shekein. So surely, if Sreifa is more Chomer than Chenek, and Chenek is more Chomer than Saif, then Sreifa is more Chomer than Saif as well. Right? A over B. B over C. A over C. Good. Skila. So now, with Reb Shimon, we did Sreifa. How is more Chomer than all them? So now we go to Skila. Number two, skila chamura bechanek shekain nitzna lo magadif lo obed avaras kochavim umay chomer kida amran skila is chamura. Other Rava says the Gemara chenek chamur shekain nitzna lo makhe aviv viimo umay chomer shekain hukash chulu. So isn't chenek more chamur? Mara says no, skila is more chamur than chenek. Mida afki rachmana la arusa bas Yisrael michlal nesua bas Yisrael mechenek leskila, right, nesua to arusa within bas Yisrael shramina skila chamura, so skila is more chamur. Fine. Skila chamura misayif. Skila is more chamur than sayif. Shekein nitna lemegadeif v'chulu. Skmar says, adarabba. Sayif chamur shekein nitna lasher enidachas. Omai chamur shekein amonim abad v'chulu. Says the Gemara Amar, v'chiyeza koach baruba. Koach ha-mediach or koach ha-nidach. Which is more chamur? Havi amar kava ha-mediach. Mediach is more chamur v'kava chamur. And now we have a kava chamur as we set up above. Uma chenek, which is the mediach. Shechamur misayif, skila chamura mimanu. Right? Skila, chenek, sayif. So sayif akal lo kol shekein. So then skila is going to be more chamur than sayif as well. A over B, B over C. So A over C. So we took care of Sreifa, we took care of Skila. Now we get to the third one. Chenek chomor misayif shekein nitan lamaka aviv imo. Umay chomor kida amran. What chen is more chomor than sayif? As we explained, other rabba sayif chomor shekein nitan lashir enidachas. Umay chomor shekein amonim abad. Right, the money, the assets. Amart v'cheize koa baruba koa chamediach o koa chanidach. Avi omer koa chamediach. Right, the koa chamediach, the convincer. Vitanya madich enidachas biskila. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bechenek, right? Madich Ernidachas. The Brayta says this is Beskila, and therefore it's going to be more. And Rabbi Shimon says Bechenek, and therefore that'll be the Kal V'chomer. Period. End of sources for the Rabbanan and for Rabbi Shimon. Again, this is about the Dalet Mises Bezdin in general, which we mentioned a number of times as the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, about how many mitzvahs is counted as. I did not mention, though, when we discussed this the past couple of times, is there a svara? We mentioned yesterday the Rambam. The Rambam said it says mitzvahs haniskalin, mitzvahs hanisrafin, right? So that's the language which tipped the Rambam off to count as four mitzvahs. But is there a svara? What's the nekudas machlokas? Is there between the Rambam, who counts it as four separate mitzvahs, but in the Ramban, who counts it as one big mitzvah? There is a discussion in the mitzvahs hamelech, Rabbi Semen, who discusses maybe it has to do with, is it a mitzvah? We might call it maisa versus totsah. Is it a mitzvah upon Bezvin to fulfill Skila Sreifa Herek Chenek? Or is it, and that's the Rambam, that's why there's four separate mitzvahs, or is the Iker for Bezvin to kill the person? Right, to have him die. And how you do it, okay, there are different ways of doing it, but it's not as crucial because it's all counted as one separate mitzvah. Maybe that could be the Svara, the Machlokes, between these Rishonim. Vahanira, he writes, in Mitzvah Reish Chavav through Chavtes. Machlokas Rama V'Ramban lav b'yalfusa l'chudhi. Im ha-makor ha-mitzvah shal bezdin hi mi-vi'arta harami kirbecha, which is the source of the Rambam. Or it's based on Uskalta Mavanim be'ish Yisrofu, but it's the Yisod ha-machayiv. According to the Ramban, etza machayiv b'kol machayiv misas bezdin hu she-yamus. V'nafka mina be'eza ofan. Midine Bezdin, within Bezdin, he gets Skila, he gets Reifa. Avo mitzad hachote atzmo, ha'onesh shalohu sheyamus. And the Rambam says, no. Guf ha'onesh chulik me'aveira le'aveira. Debe'e etzem achiv hu Skila. Etzem achiv hu Sreifa. Right, it's not an etzem achiv hu Misa. With a different parameters. One of the rayas that he brings is what we had a couple of last week. Daf Mem Gimel. Remember we had the Gemara. It says Evan. It says Avanim. If it says Evan, I would have thought, right? Only one Evan. And even if he doesn't die, you will yotze your chiyuv. Kamash Bolano. It says Avanim. You have three more. What was the Havamina? You did one Evan. The guy didn't die. You will yotze. So maybe that sounds like the Rambam. You have a Maisa Skila that you have to do. Once you do the Maisa Skila, that's it. Maybe that's the Kamash Malan. according to the Ramban. Kamash v'lan, it's not just about a maisa skila, right? It's about sheyamus, and therefore it has to be abanim, right? That he quotes other fascinating nafkaminas. What if Bezdin has to do skila, right? But instead they do a different one. Would they mevatel a mitzvah saseh? Right, so according to the Rambam, yes. Four separate mitzvahs, you were supposed to do A and you did B. According to the Ramban, they messed up on a prat, but it could be they didn't warm a vatel anything. Uviyarta or Mikrebecha. Right? They fulfilled the chiyuv. Right? And that could be a nafkamina. Right? In a case of the where they did a different one. Is there a chiyuv upon other nafkaminas? Again, we don't have time right now to go into it, but other nafkaminas there, but that's in terms of some of the lumpus. Okay, we continue. Margalo b'pume de Rabbi Yochanan. There is a pearl in the mouth of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? What does that mean? Rashi says, second skinny line, Sidur haya hadavar hazeh befiv, v'lo sheshana b'mishna ubraisa, elakach kibla shmua me'rabo. Right? It is something that he always said, not that he learned it from Mishnah or Braisa, he got it from his Rebbe. So it's something that he always liked to say. What does this sound like? It sounds like hu haya omer. It sounds like the Huayo Omer line in Pirkei Avos. It's a beautiful Ha'ara, the Yachal Yisrael, Rabbi Lau, in his commentary on Pirkei Avos, quotes that Huayo Omer means, Huayo Omer is telling us something. He points out that the Huayo Omer is on a deeper level. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that this is what they always said. Huayo, the person did it himself, Omer, and that taught everybody. Meaning we can never teach something unless we actually do it ourselves, right? Kshot atzmacha v'acharchak kshot eshcherim. We had twice in the second parak, right? We have to first do it ourselves, and then other people will learn. So that's what Rabbi Lau quotes in his Pirkei Avos. Hu haya, and therefore Omer, and therefore it was able to be said to others. So anyway, that's like this line. So Margala bepume de Rebbe Yochanan Nara hamorasa bas kohen shezinsa b'skila. A Nara Hamarasa Bas Kohen that is Mezana Beskila, right? The Rabbanan say you don't go down from Sreifa to Sreifa. So an Arusa gets Skila just like an Arusa Bas Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon Omer Bisreifa, right? Because it is more Chamor. Zinsa Meyavia Ifrachman Islan, she was Mezana with her father, Biskila, Rabbi Shimon Omer Bisreifa. So we'll talk about that. Maika Mashlan, what's the chiddush of this brisa? L'Rabbanan Nesua Yatsa L'Sreifa V'lo Arusa. The Rabbanan say a Nesua gets Reifa. A Nesua Bas Kohen gets Reifa and not an Arusa. L'Rabbi Shimon Achaz Nesua Yatsa L'Sreifa, as we said. V'tayma Mai, right, why is this Mishum? L'Rabbanan Skila Chamura. And therefore, if an Arusa Bas Yisrael gets Skila, an Arusa Bas Kohen can't go down. That's why an Arusa Bas Kohen also gets Skila. L'Rabbi Shimon Sreifa Chamura. Nafgamina, what's the another nafgamina between Rabbi Yohanan and the Rabbi Shimon? Lamishan is chayev shtei misos bezdin ida machamura. If somebody is chayev two misos bezdin, they get the more chamer one, and there's a machlokas which one is the more chamer one. Period. So now Gemara says, my Rabbi Shimon, which is the Rabbi Shimon? Which is the Rabbi Shimon that says, where's the brisa of the ultimate source that Rabbi Shimon says, Abbas Kohen, Arusa, and Nesua both get sreifa? What's the source of that? The Tani, the Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shnei Klalos Nemru B'Bas Kohen. Two Klalos are said by Abbas Kohen. There are two general psukim about Jewish girls, Jewish women. So the Gemara says, B'Bas Kohen V'lo B'Bas Yisrael. What, they're only said about B'Bas Kohen? No, Ema Af B'Bas Kohen. There are two psukim that talk in general about women, right? One about an Arusa, and Arusa gets Skila. One about a Nesua. Nesua gets Chenek. And it doesn't differentiate between Kohen or Yisrael there. Two general psukim. V'hotzi akasev nesua michlal nesua v'yarusa michlal arusa. And the way Reb Shimon understands the pasuk in Emor about Ubas Kohen, that Bas Kohen is talking about both arusa and nesua. Ma kishahotzi akasev nesua michlal nesua lahachmir. Just like by nesua it's lahachmir from chenek to sreifa. Af kishahotzi akasev arusa michlal arusa lahachmir. So too, when it takes arusa out, it's lahachmir, and therefore you know that sreifa is more chamura. And also the Brisa just continues, Zomemei Nesua Bas Kohen Bechlal Zomemei Nesua Bas Yisrael V'Zomemei Arusa Bas Kohen Bechlal Zomemei Arusa Bas Yisrael. A special Gzeres HaKasev. Even if you have Edom Zomemei about the woman, they don't get Sreifa. They don't get sreifa. They get a special din, as Rashi quotes on the first wide line. He ba'eshti sareif velo bo'ala velo zomemecha. Right, the Torah only says she should get sreifa, but not anyone else involved in the case. Okay, we'll have to stop there. The end of the brisa. And Hashem, we will continue. Again, there's more about the Hu Haya Omer, about he quotes, maybe we'll use it in Be'ez Hashem, Parshas Vayera. He quotes an amazing shot of Rashi and Unkelus about Kshod Atzmacha V'Achak Kshod Acherim. If you want to look it up, if you have it, V'Yachal Yisrael on Perkei Avos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Okay, we will stop here. By the way, the Rambam that I forgot, that I couldn't find yesterday in Hilchos Malachim, was Tes Dalad. Tes Dalad, if could it. Okay, again, today's shiur is sponsored. Let me just find the sponsorship. Le'ili Nishmas Eitan Yaakov Ben Kalman Isar, who Shloshim is today, sponsored by the OU Communications Team. Again, the family should have Nechama and only Simchas from here on.